brothers would never tell on her. They were as loyal to her as she was to them.
Then it's a good thing Mother will never know, she cried back. Father will find out, though, Sartes snapped.
She chuckled. Father already knew. They had made a deal. If she stayed up late to finish sharpening the swords due for delivery at the palace, she could go see the killings. And so she did. Ceres reached the wall at the end of the lane, and without pausing, wedged her fingers in two cracks and began to climb. Her hands and feet moved swiftly, and up she went, a good 20 feet until she scrambled to the top. She stood, breathing hard, and the sun greeted her with its bright rays. She shaded her eyes with a hand. She gasped. Normally, the old city was dotted with a few citizens, a stray dog or cat here and there. Yet today, it was positively alive. It swarmed with people. Ceres could not even see the cobblestones beneath the sea of people pressing into Fountain Square. In the distance, the ocean shimmered a vivid blue, while the towering white stadt stood as a mountain among twisting roads and sardine-packed 2- and 3-story houses. Around the outer edge of the plaza, merchants had lined up booths, each eager to sell food, jewelry, or clothes. A gust of wind brushed against her face.